Friday today, Sarah.
Yay!
We made it to the end of the week, right?
Yay!
On. Although I know there's a lot of our farming friends out there that are like, what's a weekend?
Right?
As, it's getting the chores done, and another snow dump looks like it might be coming too. So
yeah.
Not crazy big, but a few centimeters out there anyway. So, yeah, what's going on with our Country Music Insider this morning?
Reba McEntire took to Instagram to send out thoughts and prayers to those affected by the wildfires in California.
Yeah.
And she also expressed a ton of gratitude for those who are helping battle the blazes and the reporters who are out there risking their lives to help bring updates.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Paisley also took to social media to talk about the wildfires because his first home that he bought with his wife Kimberly was destroyed by one of the fires. And
wow.
So he shared some memories of the couple's time in the Palisades and says that he's just mourning the loss of his house and the devastation from the fires. Country music was well represented on Billboard's list of the 100 most influential musical artists of the 21st century. Morgan Wallen was number 13 on the list. Carrie Underwood was 33 and Kenny Chesney was 42.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rumored that Dierks Bentley could be a contestant on a future season of Survivor.
Survivor,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say like Masked Singer or something like that.
Survivor, yeah. Fans noticed that Dierks recently started following Jeff Probst and some of the show's casting directors on Instagram. Mm. And Jeff even said on his podcast that a very famous celebrity was trying out for a spot on the new season. So because of all this, fans are speculating that it could be Dierks.
Yeah, you don't follow casting directors.
Right? That's weird.
Like Jeff Probst, okay,
sure.
But like casting directors?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I think our spidey senses are tingling with that one right there.
That'd be so cool, though.
It would be for sure. Well, there you go. That is our Country Music Insider this morning.